Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declarations for today will be taken from Hebrews 5 and verse 14, and it reads, "But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." I learned many years ago through the writings, work, and ministry of Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin that the human spirit can be trained, developed, and made to become strong. At the time, I found this very intriguing that this was possible because of the vast possibilities and advantages that this had in living a spirit-empowered and spirit-controlled life. Just like you have physical senses, you also have spiritual senses. The thing about your senses is that you get more proficient in their capacities and capabilities with their use. In the same way that your physical senses need to be developed, your spiritual senses also need to be developed through activation and training. You're able to discern both good and evil because your senses have been exercised, developed, or trained. The thing about development, exercise, or training is that it is a process. My point is that you have to be intentional about developing your spirit because nothing just happens. If it is going to happen, then you're going to have to be decisive, deliberate, and disciplined about it. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 8 says, "For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." The process of spiritual growth and development starts with renewing your mind with the Word of God. This is because you need a new mentality, mindset, and attitude for the new things that God wants to bring to pass in your life. Romans 12 and verse 2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This involves the process of metamorphosis that reveals and unveils an ever-increasing dimension of glory through your renewed mind. It is important to realize that with your human spirit, you are God-conscious. With your soul, you are self-conscious. And with your body, you are world-conscious. The Lord brings illumination, enlightenment, inspiration, and guidance to you through your recreated human spirit. This is because according to Proverbs 20 and verse 27, it says, "The spirit of a man is a lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward depths of his heart." It is your responsibility, however, to become more spirit conscious so as to benefit maximally from the illumination, enlightenment, inspiration, and guidance that the Lord brings to you. According to Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin, your spirit can be trained as you give yourself to the following process, which I have found to be true. Number one, give the Word of God first place in your life. Number two, meditate in the Word of God. Number three, instantly obey your conscience or intuition, which is the voice of your spirit. And number four, practice the Word of God revealed to you. As you put yourself under this process and exercise yourself in it, you will experience a spiritual awakening, growth, and development. You will become more keenly aware of spiritual things, and your spiritual journey or spiritual progress will truly begin through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because you're a spirit, and they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. I receive grace for my faculty of communion to come alive. I receive grace for my faculty of conscience to be louder and clearer. I receive grace for my faculty of intuition to become more sensitive to the movements of God in my spirit. I submit myself to the process of spiritual growth and development under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from death for my justification. I declare that Yeshua Mashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. Using next steps as the subject so that I can help you grow into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations Podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. Or simply copy the link and paste in your browser and it will take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeyeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.